thought she was pretty clear.
Yeah.
My bone's cute, so I'll give her the benefit of the doubt.
Okay. Who is this? Yeah, it is. Fuchsia. Not really.
Seven straight wins for you guys, and you just keep continuing to find different ways to win games. Does it ever stop being impressive?
Do you want to bring that up here? Or are you just going to hold it up like that?
Hold it.
You're going to hold it?
Yeah.
I'll talk really low then.
Seven straight wins, you find different ways to win. Does it ever stop being impressive to you that how this team finds different ways to win?
Well, they're finding a way. There's no doubt about that. That probably, you know, the power play bailed us out tonight, I thought, or at least put us back in the game. They were good. They put pressure on us, and they got a break on the first one. I think that goes off McDonough's skate, and but we were just a little loose today, and fortunately, for us, they were taking quite a few penalties, and we were able to capitalize and got us back into it. But not our ideal game, I would say. In this little streak that we've had, we're getting the results we wanted. We were playing some pretty impressive hockey tonight. We allowed some holes to get into our game, and we scored our way out of it. But then Louis made some saves that we needed. The big one for me is that one on Stahl. He makes when it's 3-2. Again, you can look and sit there and say they got three, but Louis made some big saves for us to keep it, so we had a chance to take the lead.
How much do you see him kind of find a groove a little bit here, Louis? I know he has made how many saves throughout the course of this whole run he's been on, but have you seen a different maybe comfort level or confidence?
He's kind of eased into the, I guess, quote unquote, starter's role for the time being. I think when your starter goes down and you know that this isn't a couple day thing, it's a month thing, now you're looking saying, holy cow, I'm going to be starting a bunch of games in a row here. So mentally, I think there's a hurdle there to get over. And I think he was probably sitting there saying, I got to make every single save. And when you start putting a little too much pressure on yourself, he just needed to relax a little bit and understand that we'll get some goals. Just make the saves when you can, and if you can help bail us out sometimes, do it. And that's what he's done of late, and been really confident in that.
Your thoughts on Stamkos right now, particularly if the goal he scores, he's almost fallen down.
Yeah, well, he's, I don't know, how many goals, that's his 700th point tonight. How many of those are goals? At least half of them are goals. And I'd like to know the percentage are from that spot. He scores them all different ways in that area, and he's just got a knack of putting his body in the, because every pass isn't the perfect pass to him there, and when it's not your wheelhouse, how can you adjust to it? And he has perfected a way to adjust himself to taking those shots, and there was good ones and timely ones, because we're down 2-1. We need that next one. He got it for us and put us right back into it.
Do you allow yourself to enjoy these streaks, or as a coach, are you too much in the coach?
No. So we play one game in the first 9 days of the year. So we're like two or three games behind everybody, and now we're leading the league in games played. So we barely had a chance to think, this streak we have going here, but it's impressive that they just continue to win, especially the amount of hockey that we've played. And I mean, I think that was our 15th game in 27 days or something. I mean, it's crazy.
25 games in 48 days that you played. Is there a way, because at least right at the question?
Okay. See, I should be interviewing you.
I'm not quite as colorful, but just it kind of leads on the question.
Your tie is. Show everybody. I don't know what's worse, the light or that.
But is there a way to kind of to quantify the grind? And we know the season is a grind, but when you play that amount of games in that amount of time, that's more than one every other day when you sort of average it out, just to be able to come to the rink every day and perform with it.
Well, the one thing is you just have to manage their rest. Players like to play games. You know, that's what they love to do. And you've got to find a way to practice in there. And so, you know, it's hard to, you got to manage their time at the rink and because when you're playing so many games, you just can't keep playing the games. You have to practice in there. So we've tried to manage that. I think we did a pretty good job so far. And we just got to get our way to Christmas. You know, and then you get at least a couple days at Christmas, and then your couple of games, you know, a few games in January, then you get that big break. And so, you know, we've had some injuries, just as every team does. You kind of have to weather through that, which, you know, hopefully we can start getting some guys back here soon. And but it's they've done just a great job managing their bodies, and they've had really good energy.
Your success in such a condensed period, does that speak to the depth of this team? Like, you know, Point was on a hot streak, and now Stammer's on a hot streak, and it just seems like somebody else is stepping up.
Yeah, we got a pretty talented team in there, and that's probably been a little bit of the keys for us, is we've kind of gotten it all different ways, and you know, naturally, Luck and Cooch and Point are been up there for most of the season. You know, Stammer's finding his groove right now, but you can't, like, you got to look at the Sorellis that have come in and really, really contributed for us. You know, Cedric Paquette is almost a double-digit goal. So is Matthew Joseph, and that's, you know, those guys, you know, naturally aren't getting the recognition, but it's that depth all the way through that's probably helped us get through the streak where we are right now.
When you see a play like Sorellis on that goal, does that, and the effort that goes into something like that, does that send kind of adrenaline through the bench, you know?
Yeah, he probably doesn't see it, but there's, you know, naturally he's on the ice, but he, the way he plays, he can drag the team into the fight. And, you know, it's hard to go out on the next shift and follow his shift and not give that same type of effort.
Coop, you guys were getting a lot of scraps, but how
good
is it to see Chernak be able to stand up for himself,
be able to handle it? Bleski knows what he's doing, so I'm not sure he knew who he was getting involved with, but he didn't back down, and he handled himself extremely well, and you know, at some point that's going to happen. Not sure he had to pick that guy, but it was good for him. You know, he's showing no fear.
You mentioned Sorelli. You know, he comes into this last couple of three games. He didn't have a goal for nine games. What's behind his kind of resurgence here in these last few
years? Effort. His effort's outstanding. And you got to remember, he only maybe played 30 games last year. So he's still a long way away from even getting a full season in. And so he's learning the league as well. He's learning what he can do, what he can't do. And as the good student he is, he knows what he can do now. And his confidence is way up. And he's deserving everything he's getting.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
One game in 5 days. Be like a vacation.
Day off tomorrow.